We were really lucky because NAT, the project archaeologist, is in good contact with Ian Tyers, who is a dendrochronologist here in England, who's quite well renowned, and we managed to rope him in to do some dendrochronology on not only on the Kusenkast but also on other frames in the studio. And he was really keen to do this work. He hadn't really had the chance to work on such pieces of furniture before. So it was really exciting to work with him. And the reason why we decided to do this is that we had so many disassociated elements through which meant that then we could see the oak framework. So Ian was able to look at the right faces of the wood, from which he could look at the tree rings, the right sections from which he could estimate a date of felling. So he used several elements, both on the framework and which had detached, and he did his magic, more science rather than magic, I should say, and comparing it to his database, which he's built throughout his career, and which so other comparative databases which are found in Europe, he managed to estimate the date of felling of the oak framework quite precisely to the winter of 1652. So it's likely that then the Kusenkast was made in the 50s or the 60s. Which is really it's very exciting to be able to have such a specific date. Yeah, he also tried to look at the source of the wood, and all the evidence pointed towards a Baltic oak, which possibly could have come from the forests of East Poland, the Belarus, which still exist to this day and now are a natural park. But we can't say 100%, but there's a possible indication that that could be a source.